Chapter 10, Whispers in the Wind. The sunlight was magnificent this high up in the clouds, streaming down onto the statues in shafts of brilliance like natural spotlights. Tiny particles floated in the air in a choreographed dance of sparkles. For a moment, Daring-Do wondered if she might actually be in another dimension. It seemed outrageous, but it had happened once before in her search for the Eternal Flower. On the Isles of Scaly, Daring-Do had gotten pulled under the water in the Grotto of the Moon. The pony had found herself in another place, one where she was able to keep watching the scene above her unfold, while everything around her had been turned upside down. It could happen. So where exactly was she now? And how had this place appeared out of thin air? The Sky Park was the only part of the city around. It was true that Ravenhoof and Brumby had both used the word invisible in describing Cirrostrata, but surely if she could see this cloud platform, the rest of it should be visible too. There had to be answers somewhere around here, perhaps a secret gate or portal. Daring looked around the pristine park. The shrubberies were all expertly maintained, fluffy and white, with spheres stacked neatly on top of one another like the rings of Scorchero. Formidable statues of Cirrostratum ponies stood in straight rows between the cloud plants, each one five times the size of her. From the sculptures' uniforms, it seemed as if the ponies were mostly military heroes. They wore jackets with fringed epaulettes on the shoulders, and were decorated with varying stone insignia and badges. A statue of a beautiful mare in the distance was outfitted in a long gown and cape, engraved with hundreds of tiny raindrops that were encrusted with real crystals. The thin silver band across her head suggested that she might be important, but Daring-Do couldn't be sure until she read the name at the bottom.
Duchess Precipita.
The wind whispered in answer to her thoughts. That was strange. Daring-Do looked around in confusion, still hovering above the ground. Had the wind just spoken to her? There was no pony in sight. Daring's pulse began to quicken, and her senses heightened to alert. Daring put one hoof on her leather lasso just in case some pony was lurking behind a statue waiting to attack her. As she moved quietly through the air, Daring scanned the faces of the statues, studying their sinister expressions. Her eyes fell on one that looked exactly like Dr. Caballeron. Had she seen it move? No, she told herself, there's no way. Daring-Do hesitantly landed and took a few steps forward onto the soft, silvery grass. Was that her imagination, or was the cloud vibrating slightly with each step she took? As an experiment, Daring picked up her pace and brought her walk to a trot down one of the paths. With every hoof step, the vibrating began to get more intense and the thunderous noise of crumbling stone echoed across the park. But everything appeared completely still. No avalanches in sight. Daring trotted down the path and stopped in front of the statue of two Cirrostratan stallions. They could have been brothers. Their identical faces were sculpted into permanent expressions of intimidation, brows furrowed and jaws clenched. One had a cropped mane, and the other's was long and wavy.
"Sergeant Stormbringer," the wind whistled. "Major Morning Blade."
Daring spun around and shouted to the empty expanse, "Come out, Caballeron!" But no pony came out to greet her. "So, you are going to be a coward, huh?" She listened carefully for more trick whispers in the wind, but it was difficult to hear anything over the loud thumping of her heart and the blood pumping in her ears. "I know you're there." Daring trotted farther down the path. With each step, there was that crumbling noise again. Daring hopped back and looked down to where her hooves had been. The ground was completely unchanged, no visible cracks. The wind began to whistle again, and a sense of foreboding washed over her. She wasn't supposed to be here, and her presence wouldn't go undetected for much longer. It might have already been too late. Up ahead, Derrindu locked her sights on the statue of the Duchess. Something about it seemed different from the others. It was benign. The luxurious folds of her exquisite gown and the pleasant expression on her face, the corners of the mouth turned up ever so slightly, were reassuring. And underneath the great stone beauty was an inscription which might shed some light on what exactly Derrindu was supposed to do to enter the city of Cirrostrata.